The People's Bank of China announced yesterday that it'll reduce the amount of reserves commercial banks are required to hold by 1 percentage point. The move frees up banks to lend up to $175 billion to Chinese borrowers. This is seen as China's latest attempt to spur growth in the face of biting tariffs from the Trump administration. Some analysts have characterized those tariffs as impulsive, but there are now some people who think they may be a part of a grand U.S. strategy toward China. We're going to talk about that now with Jill Schlesinger. She's business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
So first, two telling stats. Stocks in Shanghai have fallen 15% since the beginning of this year, and China's currency has weakened 9% against the U.S. dollar. So there are signs that the Chinese economy is indeed vulnerable. The Chinese Communist Party derives its legitimacy from continuing economic growth. So how much is that growth and that legitimacy in jeopardy now?
Well, look, the Chinese economy, which is a $12 trillion economy, the second largest in the world, is still going to grow this year, probably by around, let's call it 6.5% or so. But a lot of the problems that the country has faced predate the Trump administration's tariffs. We know that the manufacturing sector has certainly been hit recently, but, you know, we've seen the pace of expansion of investment in houses and factories and railroads, key driver of Chinese growth, has actually fallen. And that was happening before the tariffs. What we're seeing in this action by the government is an attempt to spur economic growth, but also to kind of make sure that everyone knows they still have a little gunpowder left and that the Chinese economy is not going to sputter out of control without the government being involved.
It seems as though the Trump administration's goal is to weaken China as much as it can, but I wonder how different things are from the Obama era. The current White House uses a lot more bellicose language, whereas back then Barack Obama called U.S.-China strategy a pivot. At the core, though, isn't the goal continuing to try to stop China's rise?
I don't know if it's to stop the rise. I do think that both administrations share one core belief, and that is that, you know, they want China to actually continue modernizing its economy, but they are not so clear that they like these business and trade practices, which essentially say to the United States and the companies based in the United States, come on, sell your goods here. You can operate, but you're going to have to cough up your technology or go into a joint venture with a Chinese company. So I don't think that we're trying to stop China. I think we're trying to make the Chinese trade practices fairer. And I think that has been consistent over the last dozen or so years.
And how effective is it?
Well, you know, right now we don't know. And I think that these trade tariffs have become really problematic in essence because they start sparking other conversations. We hear Chinese officials saying, hey, you know, you want to be really tough. You want to start putting more tariffs, another $257 billion of goods. Well, don't forget, we're the key to North Korea. So this isn't just a trade issue. It's a power issue. And it does appear that the Trump administration is trying to throw a wedge in there, getting allies on one side all lined up with new trade policies, and then forcing the allies to kind of come with the U.S. and freeze out China and try to really agitate for more reform. We don't know whether it's going to be successful or not, but it does seem to be a bit more strategic than initially thought.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Always nice to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thank you.